On this Palm Sunday, we commemorate Christ's final entry into Jerusalem before his passion, death, and resurrection. It's also the Mass in which we hear the passion narrative of Christ's suffering and death proclaimed during the Gospel. And thus, this day is also called Passion Sunday. Passion Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week, the most sacred week of the entire liturgical year, culminating in the sacred Triduum, which begins the evening of Holy Thursday and lasts through the evening of Easter Day. We processed in at the beginning of Mass to imitate Christ's final procession into that holy city, when he was lauded as the long-expected Messiah and heir to the throne of David. Yet, as St. Bernard of Clairvaux once said, how different the cries are that now are calling him King of Israel. And then, in a few days' time, we'll be saying, we have no king but Caesar. What a contrast between the green branches and the cross, between the flowers and the thorns. This week, we will celebrate when Christ is mocked as King of the Jews, and instead of a beautiful crown being placed upon his head, a crown of thorns is thrust instead. This week, we will celebrate when the author of salvation was hung on a tree beside two thieves. Leaving from this Mass today, we can choose to enter back into our normal routine. Holy Week can easily be taken for granted or forgotten about when we're not here in the church. Yet this week needs to be different for all of us. It should be a week in which our lives and minds are focused on the cross, on what Christ underwent for us. Peter and Judas were both apostles, and yet in the moment of crisis, they both abandoned their vocation. Both of them experienced the darkness, the shame, and the emptiness that their sin brought them. When Peter heard the rooster's crow, however, he repented and wept bitterly. Judas, on the other hand, was unable to seek forgiveness or to forgive himself, and so he despaired. How would we have reacted if we had been in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago when Jesus entered the city triumphantly, but then was arrested and crucified? On this Palm Sunday, we can choose to be like two groups of people. First, we can choose to be like the people who praised him today as the King of David, yet turned their back on him on Good Friday. Or we can choose to remain faithful to him to the end, like St. John, the Blessed Mother, and Mary Magdalene. I encourage you all, sanctify this week when you are not here at the church. Truly strive to come to the sacred liturgies during the Triduum. This church should be filled Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and of course, Easter weekend. Don't let this week be holy only today. Take time aside at night or in your day and reread the gospel narratives of Christ's passion. Reflect on that night that Christ was betrayed in the garden for you. Take time on Good Friday to reflect on the terrible suffering that he underwent for you. Growing up in my house on Good Friday, we were not allowed to use any electronics from the hours of 12 to 3, the hours when Christ hung on the cross. Silence was to be observed. Like Christ entered into Jerusalem to die, enter into this week with special prayer and reflection. Let us choose to walk with Mary as she walked along the Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrows. Let us watch as our Lord is mocked, beaten, and spat upon out of love for us. Let us help carry the cross with Simon of Cyrene. Let us wipe his sacred face with St. Veronica. Let us stand in vigil beneath the foot of the cross with John and our Blessed Mother. There will always be a temptation to treat Holy Week like any other week. There will be a temptation to only praise our Lord today, yet the rest of the week until Easter, to treat him as if we do not know him. Who will we be? Those who only knew him today, or those who remain faithful with him to the end?